You're listening to Paul Miller on WPHM.
It is so much cooler online. We're talking about online reporting of crimes, not terribly unlike the capture program where you can call in a tip. Joining us right now is the Doug Decker, Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
How does the cops and jocks go last night? I was there for the first couple hours of it.
It went great. They had over 400 dinners served. Great community support as usual. Lots of support from the radio station and all the jockeys out there handing out the spaghetti and salad, and a lot of officer support. We had MSP there, Border Patrol, Marysville.
That's great.
A lot of guys from the Sheriff's Department stopped in and ate too. So, yeah, really good program.
Yeah, always a good time. Of course, that is a tip line. But if somebody wants to report a crime and it's not something that's in progress where they're in any imminent danger, they can do so on the internet, can't they?
Right. So the department has an online citizens police reporting system. We used to call it Cop Logic, but it's changed up a little bit. So first thing, emergency, call 911. Don't think about it. Just call 911 and we'll get officers started. But if you go on our department website, www.porthuronpolice.org, on our homepage, over to the right, and there's a field that's online citizens police reporting. So you click on there, and it'll just kind of prompt you through. And I'm not real computer savvy, but I clicked on it just to kind of see how easy it would be. It's going to ask you some basic questions to see if it's a report that can be made online, and just follow the prompts and work your way through there. The nice thing, you can do this at home. The library has computers there, and we have one computer set up to make these reports at our records bureau at the front counter there. So maybe you're like, oh, I'm a little uncertain. If you were to stop in and we were to ask you to use that one, you could make a report there and even get some assistance. Like I said, the system will guide you through the reporting process.
What are some of the things that people can report online?
So harassing phone calls. So what this is doing, it's freeing up officers. Rather than send an officer that we need for priority calls, or we have calls stacking up, and a lot of our calls, you know, it takes maybe two or three officers, it's going to free them up. So there's no suspects in this. Identity theft with known suspects, or a larceny or a theft, like my pop cans are missing off the front porch. So that's something we get. Lost and damaged property. Private property accidents. So in a parking lot, you come out from the restaurant or the store and you're like, oh, somebody hit my car. You can do this reporting online if there's no suspects, right? Versus if it's something that's out on the road. And this frees us up. You can get that information. And a lot of times people just want to report, or their insurance company does. So this gives you a chance to document it and report it. If there's an accident that's occurred out in the street and both parties are involved, they could do this online together. Barking dogs and blight issues. So, you know, we have an animal control officer, but his hours are limited to the weekdays. And so if you want to report this, it's something that doesn't need someone immediately responding, this will get sent to him. People, actually Caleb asked me this yesterday when I was explaining what happens to these reports. They all get reviewed. Now we're going to assign them if there's something that can be followed up. But not unlike a report an officer takes, if there's no suspects, nothing we can follow up, no leads on it, they'll get closed. But they're at least going to be reviewed. A supervisor can make the determination whether it needs to be assigned for additional follow-up, especially like if you go, there's a barking dog at this address, we can certainly send that to our animal control to follow up. We get a lot of blight issues. That's another thing you could report on.
Well, and it provides a record that it was reported. So you might not ever find those pop cans that got stolen off the porch, but you know that there was something reported missing from somebody's porch at a certain address, and you know that goes into the record.
Right. So statistics and criminal activity, it's all documented. And this is important for tracking things, looking for trends. And just because we don't solve that crime right then and have a suspect, doesn't mean that that same person won't commit a crime elsewhere, and we arrest them, and we can tie them into a crime. So that's a good thing. There are some requirements if you're going to do this. It has to have occurred within the city limits of Port Huron. We do get some confusion with people. Fort Gratiot Township and Port Huron Township, a lot of people go, this is Port Huron to me. right. and they think that. So you can't report that online here with us. So they get confused with that. You have to be 16 or older. We can't have injuries involved, so it can't be an accident where there were injuries.
Okay.
And there can't be evidence. So maybe somebody stole something off your porch, but they dropped their wallet behind there or their cell phone. We're going to have an officer come out because of the evidence. But it's convenient. It's safe and secure for you. And as I said, it frees us up for priority calls. And I have a couple pointers.
Yep.
Accurate phone number. So if we need to follow up, we can reach you. Fill in all the required fields. So make sure you put in as much information as possible. And this is something I tell our younger officers in training. Think about this when you're filling out this report. Answer some questions. Who, what, when, where, how, and why?
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of silly maybe to someone, but when I used to take a report before I would leave, I would ask myself, have I answered all those questions before I leave the scene? That helps us a lot with the report and investigation. The other thing to remember, if you file a false police report, whether it's online or with an officer, that is a crime and you could possibly be charged.
All right. So, yeah, you don't want to fool around with that stuff. It's just the same as if you were making it over the phone. You're just doing it online when it's the right time to do that. Good good pointer. Good to know that that exists. I think a lot of people don't realize they can make those reports online.
No, they don't, and or they're hesitant. And if you are absolutely certain that you don't want to do it online, we'll get an officer or a cadet to speak to you and get that report taken.
Fair enough.
Certainly.
All right. Just go to the Port Huron Police Department website to make that police report. Doug, always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM. It's 19 past 8 o'clock now.